The gospel lesson this morning is from Gospel of John, chapter 9. We will read verses 1 through 12. Gospel of John, chapter 9, verses 1 through 12. Would you please stand for the reading of the gospel? Gospel of John, chapter 9, verses 1 through 12. And this is what is written. As Jesus went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," said Jesus. "But this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I'm in the world, I am the light of the world." After saying this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. "Go," he told him, "wash in the pool of Siloam." This word means sent. So the man went and washed and came home seeing. His neighbors and those who had formerly seen him begging asked, "Isn't this the same man who used to sit and beg?" Some claimed that he was. Others said, "No, he only looks like him." But he himself insisted, "I am the man." "How then were your eyes opened?" they asked. He replied, "The man they called Jesus made some mud and put it on my eyes. He told me to go to Siloam and wash. So I went and washed, and then I could see." "Where is this man?" they asked him. "I don't know," he said. This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Holy and gracious God, what a joy and privilege it is for us to gather here in this place to worship you and to glorify your name. We thank you, O Lord, that you speak to us all the time. And now you are speaking to us through your words, read and are going to be proclaimed. May the Holy Spirit minister to us. Open our ears. Open our hearts and our minds so that we can hear your voice and hear what you have to say to us today, so that we can be fed and nourished for the journey ahead. We pray all this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So we have the scouts here with us, and so we are going to have some special message, meaning that I have basically put the message at their level, at their height. It doesn't mean that it's watered down, diluted, you know. It just means that you will all enjoy it, right? So what is your name? I'm sorry, I keep asking.
Chris.
And you are?
Peter.
Chris and Peter. Okay. I just read the Bible. I just read from the Bible, right? When I read from Gospel of John. Do you remember what the story was about? Yeah?
It was about a blind man.
Okay. Boy, he listens. That's very good. I bet not too many of us could give that synopsis. You did good, Chris. So that's exactly in the Bible story that there was a man who was born blind. He was sitting by the roadside begging. And that's basically all he can do because he cannot work. He cannot see. And so he's there basically depending on the generosity of the passersby. And that's basically how he lives day to day. And so just like any other day, he's sitting at his usual spot begging for people for a nickel, for a dime. So it's just so that he could get little something for him to eat. And on this day, who comes by? Jesus comes by. And he caught Jesus' attention. As Jesus is passing by, he sees this man who was born from blind, and so Jesus stops. In those days, and I think that still is true today, but in those days, you know, when people have unfortunate events happen in their lives, or like if somebody's like this man is born blind, what they believed is because it was as a result of some sin. It's either some sin of his, or maybe his parents have done something wrong, and that's why he's born blind. So that's what they believed. And I think even in today's society, I think there are some people who may believe that. So anyway, Jesus' disciples ask Jesus, So Jesus, who sinned? Did this man sin that he was born blind? Or did his parents do something awful that they have a child who's born blind? Jesus says, no. No one sinned. Basically, Jesus says sometimes people can be born blind. Regardless. And for this person, it was for a purpose, special purpose. So that through him, God can be known. In addition to believing that somebody must have done something wrong or bad for him to be born blind, what people usually do when they pass by a blind man like that, they will spit. Not at him. They will just look away, spit, and move on. You know why? It was little, I guess, part of kind of superstition. They thought that if you were in contact with that blind guy, that you might be blind too. You might go blind. So they were afraid. So as a way of kind of, you know, warding off that evil blind eye, they will kind of spit and then walk on. Do you understand what I'm saying? Can you picture it? You know, spitting is not a good thing, is it? No. I mean, you know, even today, in our today's context, spitting is bad. In those days, spitting was bad. Okay? So that's basically what people did. When they walk by, some with generous heart will throw in a quarter in his bowl. But a lot of people will walk by just spitting on the ground right in front of him and walk on because they said, I don't want any blindness in my family or in my life. So spitting was a way of a form of disdain of this handicap or the condition. So Jesus comes along, and what does he do? Yeah, he spits. Can you believe it? Jesus spits too. but for a very different purpose. So Jesus comes along, he spits on the ground, not as a way of dissing him, but as a way of bringing healing. So Jesus spits, and then he makes mud. And then he takes some of that mud and smears it on this blind man's eyes. And he says, go wash. Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is a pool. It's a legendary pool that a lot of people are around there, and they believe that once in a while, angel from heaven will come down, stir the water, and the first person who jump in is supposed to be healed of anything. So there were always people around it, sick people. And Jesus sends him over there to go wash so that he can be healed. So the blind man lumbers along, finds the pool, washes his eyes, all the mud. What happens? Yeah, he can see. I could see. Yay, I could see. I could see your handsome face. He sees. Some people couldn't believe. Like, wait, isn't that the guy who was always sitting there begging? Some said, yeah, that's him. Others said, no, I don't think that's him. I think it just looks like him. And this guy gives it, it's me, I am the one who's been begging there. I can see, I could see you. Scouts are supposed to be reverent, right? Scout is reverent. And then, it's not just the scouts who are reverent, all God's people. Christians are supposed to be reverent too. So what does that mean? Scouts are reverent, or that we are to be reverent? What does that mean? What do you think? Helpful? Okay. Yeah. You know, when Jesus spit on the ground to make mud, to bring healing. See, it's the same act, but with very different intentions and with very different results. Things that we do in our lives, sometimes we do it thinking, oh, it won't hurt other people. But depending on what we do, with what kind of intention that we do these actions, either it will hurt or it could heal. What Jesus is showing us is that those who are reverent, meaning those who worship God, those who respect God, are the ones who do the actions with intentions to bring healing, intentions to make it better, intentions to love other people. That's what it means, that when Scout is reverent, we do things, good things, with intentions that is going to bring healing for other people, that is going to bring peace for other people, that is going to bring love for all of our community. It's the same act of spitting. But Jesus has shown us that when you do it with intention, it brings healing. So, I pray that you will continue on your journey as scout and be reverent that anything and everything that you do with intentions that will bring healing and that bring God into your midst so that God can do that work of healing. Right? Yeah, because no matter what we do, without God by us, helping us, working through us, we can't do the work of making this world a better place.